Hey, we're back on. I released a base hit up the middle. It's in park. And around first base, first batter batting in the bottom of the second inning. But mentioned the Knights are up 2-0. First inning, Mikey Stapleton the other way out to right field. Right field line is 283. So runner aboard at first base. I'm going to spread my notes back out. First pitch. The infield can be caught at third base. Knights going to record the out. And right there, Gavin Boutel. So one out, the runner at first base. I'm going to step back in, next batter in the lineup. I scatter my notes back out, and we'll work from there. Just happen to have a tape in my pocket. We have set up down the first baseline. I apologize, I got a new microphone, new headset, and it has a mute button on it, and the mute button was pushed. So all the talking was just talking. It wasn't too fun for me. I'm not a perfectionist, but I try to be. So right here in the batter in the batter's box, we're going to set this out right here, get the lineups out in front of me. So, right-handed batter at the plate for Riverton Park. Number 33, Carson Cox, the center fielder. He's trying to steal second base in their head first. They're going to call him safe. Bit of a difference of opinion there. Mikey Stapleton puts a tag on him. Number 4, Kyle Price, the designated hitter. Got himself aboard with a base hit up the middle. One aboard. I get in a conversation there. Coach Charlie Martin at third base talking with Carson Cox. And I got to admit, there's another radio right upstairs, and he's right beside me. He has some good vocal cords. I could hear about everything. So it's tough to work with another radio right beside you. But that's okay. We're fortunate to even be here. Because I didn't know I was going to be on Earth. I found out I am. Right-handed batter to step back in. Carson Cox, number 33, he is the center fielder. Conversation on the base pad there. Coach Bourdain walked out, had a bit of a conversation with the infield umpire. And I'm going to walk back to the dugout. So the Knights, we continue here. Bottom of the second inning. 2-0 contest. Knights in front, working from the stretch. Here's a pitch from Sandberg. Full swing, foul ball out in front of the third base dugout. Foul ball, making a 3-1 count to Cox. So they'll put the ball back in play. From the stretch, now the set. Checks second base. Checks it again. Sandberg, the pitch. Throw off the plate, going to hit the plate, going to go back to the backstop and taking third base. The unfortunate pitch right there to hit the plate. You're going to be caught. Went back to the screen. So now at the base is number 4, Kyle Price. So they have a runner at third base. It's 2-0 contest. We're in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch swung on. He pops up on the infield, called for and caught by third baseman Gavin Boutel. So two outs on the diamond. Knights going to try to strand that runner at third base. And this batter going to step in. It's going to be Collett Sanders playing left field. The ball game for Riverton Park. So right-handed batter steps in, working from the stretch, not a set. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down Meridian, called strike. So they'll work it from there, get the ball back. The only catching today for the Knights is Bren Robbins. Jackson Kane, a bit of a time off. He is the DH in the ballgame. Swung on, he's going to pop one right side. It's going to be in the territory. That's going to be dropped foul, and it'll be retrieved by the Knights right fielder, Caden Minnick. So, full swing, foul ball down near what would be the bullpen. It is the bullpen area. There comes the second pitch from Sandberg. Ground ball, shortstop. across the diamond, some goot line, Lucas Gerke for out number three. And the ninth strand runner, that was Kyle Price, and him at third base. We're still taping up notes here, trying to get acclimated. Going to go to the top of the third. So after two complete, Knights in front, 2-0. I apologize. I do not know how the second run was scored. I was in the process of untaping upstairs, bringing it downstairs. I had a gentleman hold my phone in my nice headset that I had the mute button pushed on. Held that while I went to the truck, and I fortunately put a table in the truck today before I went to work. So I'm glad it was there. So I'm taping up on it right now. So still on the pitcher's rubber, working right there for Riverton Park. Number five, Charlie Belcher. Getting warmed up, working around the diamond. These two teams could see each other again in sectional play. Both teams in each other's sectional. That's sectional 54, class 2A, excuse me, 1A. That sectional will happen at Central Catholic High School. So getting ready for the top of the third inning. It's in the Panthers. I think we're on. I haven't checked my other phone. See if my wife's communication is letting me know we're on. She called Audio Sports Online, talked to Robbie Kendall. Kendall actually texted back, said my mute button might have been on, and he was right. It's darn mute button. I'm going to put a piece of tape over it. It's not going to happen again. Knights batting top of the third. Going to pop it up in the infield. Going to come in for the play, go backwards, couldn't make the play, second baseman. In too far, had to retreat. That wind is blowing a bit out to right field. So that was a tough catch to make in a safe at first base. King on air. Number 11, Mikey Stapleton. So Knights going to send to the plate now. The hitter, number 20. Minutes left-handed batter. Going to step in. Going to get a modest lead. First, going to take off early. Stepped off a bit with that left foot. And no bump call. He's going to get back safe at first base. He's Stapleton. Don't know if he had the Steve Early sign. Coach Ryan Johnson talking with him right now. Everything's somewhat good. Coach Bourdain, hands on hips over there. But it looked like a push off from the left foot before he moved that right foot behind the rubber. There was no call, but safe back at first base. Still, nobody out. Top of the third, Mikey Stapleton at first base. Turnover looking at first base, now out of the set. Charlie Belcher. Long, flat position. Comes the pitch. 8 minutes, pitch comes in. Above the zone for a ball. Yep, goes 1-0. Ball, no strikes. 8 minutes batting in the top of the third inning. A 2-0 contest. Knights in front. Out of set, here's the pitch. Full swing, swing and a miss. Goes one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike here on the diamond. Working right there. Working from the stretch. And yeah, my wife says it's working now. That's good. The button evidently works on that new headset. Out of the set. Belcher, here's the pitch. To Minnick, low for a ball. Going to get by the catcher. Going to get by Jackson Weil, the catcher. And it's going to go back to the screen. Taking second base on the misplayed baseball. Is Mikey Stapleton. Oh, pick the ball back up. Pitcher. Harley Belcher. Go back to the rubber. He'll step in. Harley Belcher. Mention. Charlie Belcher is a member of junior class. Pitch comes in. Full swing. Foul ball. Left field foul line. Should be through the right field foul line, pretty much close to where I'm setting up right here. It's kind of a disadvantage to see the plate and look to see what a strike would be. But there's not a lot of commotion here beside me. You don't have to fight for voice. recognition on whatever broadcast station you're working with. So he dropped third strike, paying off for first base, short hops the glove, he's out at first base, Cade Minnick. On the throw, taking third base, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton takes advantage of a dropped third strike. Cade Minnick. They're going to save the foul ball. They're going to say he got a piece of that ball. Well, Stapleton's got to go back to second base because there's a foul ball. But Stapleton is unaware of the foul ball quite yet. Not a drop third. Stay in the box with two strikes. Minnick. I'm going to talk this over. Coach Charlie Martin talking to the home plate umpire. Wanted a foul that brought Minnick back to the plate. He tried to run it out, short hop to first base. The foul ball, yeah, I don't know how you get third base. I'm really not sure unless it was caught. Caught as a snap? I don't understand it. We'll find out later. So working from the stretch, Charlie Belcher. And long pier. The set position. Out of set. Long set once again for Belcher. A very long set. Here's the pitch. Ball low. He'll walk. So Cade Minnick will get first base. He'll draw a walk. Bases are on the corners for the night. So they'll work it from there. And Knight have two aboard with nobody out. So we're going to step in, next batter in the lineup for the night. It's going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, the DH in the ballgame. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Charlie Martin talking it over with his infield at the pitcher's rubber. Spin it over right there. And Knight in Riverton Park. Went at it here on a Wednesday. Both teams. Two games this week in 2 days. It's going to get a little bit of a break after tonight's ball game. So they'll take a break. The Knights will play again on Tuesday. That'll be a conference game. That game at home at 6 o'clock versus Twin Lakes Indians. So that's when the conference season starts. Both teams are in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. So we're getting close here. Got some notes out. I think I'm missing some notes. Double check here. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. The stretch, now the set. Long set. Pickoff move, first base. No tag applied. Didn't hold the baseball. That was first baseman, A.J. Goff. Oh, he'll throw the ball back over. And then I'm going to step back in. He'll peer in. He's peered in. He's looking for the signal. Now out of the set. It's a pitch. There's going to be a base hit right up the middle. Going to get the grass. Right into center field. Jackson Kane with a very good stroke right there on a line shot. The middle gets an RBI. To score Mikey Stapleton. So Mikey Stapleton has scored twice in this ballgame. I apologize. You probably didn't hear his first score. He homered. Two batter. Hitter. He went down the right field line for a home run. So, 3-0 contest. Nice batting in the top of the third inning. So Belcher back in the rubber. He's got a long stretch. He'll peer in. Out of the set. He'll check second base. Runners at first and second for the Knights. Here's the pitch. He gets attempt at a bunt. Go foul ball. In the batter's box right there is number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke playing first base for the Knights. Foul ball off the bat. Tried to put the bunt down. Runners at first and second. Subordinate. A little bit of small ball opportunity. Foul ball from Gerke. So working out a stretch. Now the set. He'll check second base out of set. Long check, and here comes the pitch. The pitch finishes low. One ball, one strike. Lucas Gerke in the batter's box. Lucas Gerke, we'll mention, on the season. He's been to the plate 7 times in 2 ball games. 4 at bats, batting 250 got an on base percentage of 571. Good Sims hit high for a ball. So two balls, one strike to Lucas Gerke. I tap two aboard. First and second base. Peering in long spear and out of set position. Check second base. Here's the pitch from Belcher. Square in the bunt. He get a bat on it. Goes by. Left the bat out there. Strike. Gerke. Count goes 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two aboard for the Knights. One run in here in the third inning. Now the stretch, now the set. Second base, here's the pitch from Belcher to Gerke. In a pop one foul, out of play, left side. Stay in the box with that 2-2 count. So Lucas Gerke trying to get an RBI, base hit. Do just that, and he might even work it around. A double might score two. Out of set, check second base. The 2-2 pitch to Gerke. Low for a ball, he'll check his swing. They'll probably check. I don't know if they'll get any check from the pitching umpire, but I believe he was in B. In B position, almost straight away. B position for the field umpire is between the pitcher's rubber and first base. That's lined up with home plate and the right side of the dirt. The left side comes first base side of the mound. B position is just the opposite side. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Second base, he'll field it. He'll throw to first base. He'll get the put out. Credit that put out. Break Todd over to A.J. Goff. And that'll be two outs. Take that back. That'll be one out on the diamond. And he'll move the runner to third base. And another run in to score for the Knights. So 4-0 contest. RBI, I believe so. RBI for Gerke. He'll get put out at first base. So one out on the diamond. Stepping into bat, Bryn Robbins. The set, first pitch to Robbins. Low for a ball. Short off the glove. Good stop right there by catcher. Action Wild. Bryn Robbins on the season, the young season. He's played two games. Everybody has, for the most part, at bats. Play eight play appearances and four at bats. So by 250, it's a 571 on base percentage. He'll drive one. He'll go to the infield. He'll be on the ground. Picked up again by second baseman. He'll get the put out, but Bryn Robbins will record an RBI. So, clears the bases. Bryn Robbins now on the season with four RBI. And he'll set down. He'll actually put his gear on. Get ready to catch in the bottom of the third. So they're changing the numbers on the scoreboard. It's like an old Fenway Park number system. Gonna flip them around right there. Knights have three runs here in the third. It's a 5-0 contest. Knights batting away game. That's pretty much away. I'll tell you what, that was a way to drive. But it worth the wait, worth the drive. I said, well, these guys love baseball. We're gonna have a stress. Stretch again, now set. Here comes a pitch from Belcher. In the batter's box now is Gus Sandberg. Sandberg doing the pitching today for the Knights. Sophomore athlete. Sandberg swinging a good bat. Right here is batter's a step back in. One ball, one strike to Sandberg. Out of stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Belcher. Swung on, ground ball, first base side. He's fielded by the first baseman. He'll flip it to the pitcher, Belcher. And Belcher occupying the baseline there. And Sandberg kind of runs into him. It's all good, but that baseline does belong to the runner. So there's no call, nothing going on right there. The base umpires just kind of looked away. So that's going to be a third out here in the third inning. Knights come up with three runs. Three runs in the third. It's a 5-0 contest. Two and a half, and we'll go ahead and mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. They're thinking about residential or corporate relocations. Oh, a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize your 20-plus years experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent or a real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Happiness and her success are two of the same. For the real estate lady with the high real estate IQ, contact Lisa Stokes Bear by sending the phone or by text message. Reach her at 317-813-086. Again, her number is 317-813-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Listen, Cicero, I tell you what, she'll call you back. There's no question. You give her a call, and she'll try to help you, even from Hamilton County all the way to Tippecanoe County. I guarantee you, she'll call you back, and she'll help you the best she can. So, some warm-up pitches once again. Gus Sandberg, going to throw one down to second base. Caught right there by Gutwein, throwing around the diamond. Get over there, base, Boutel, and put it in the glove. But there is Gus Sandberg. Going to step in. It's going to be number 20, the 8 hitter, Jordan, right fielder. Jordan, he's played in 2 ball games. He's been to the plate twice. And he has 2 at-bats. He's looking for to create that average right-handed batter, Lane Jordan. Step back in. Second pitch in there. Take that back. We'll call that a strike. It's first a 1-1 count. And then he'll step back in. Lane Jordan wears number 20. He's a member of the senior class. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Count goes 1-2. 1-2. Lane Jordan batting for Riverton Park. First batter here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. There's the pitch from Sandberg. Strike 3. Right down Meridian. Fastball. Locked him up, no swing. He'll jog back to the dugout, and Sandberg will get a strikeout. Looking. So he'll get the ball back in the glove. Step back in the rubber, working from the windup. Nobody on base. Next batter is number 3, Blake Todd. Todd, first pitch, low for a ball. So Blake Todd in the batter's box. He stepped back in. Turn in signals. Here comes a wind and the delivery. Swung on, foul ball. Off the chest protector, I believe, right there, Brent Robbins. Doesn't bother him a bit. He'll try to go pick up that baseball. Brent Robbins is a pretty good football player. Got to see him play. Got to see him get 2 pick sixes against Tipton. Comes the pitch. Low ball, you'll swing at it. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2 to Blake Todd. Todd working right there on the diamond. This is his 2nd plate appearance this season. He's going to get hit by pitch. Tight pitch right there. He tried to get out of the way. He moved around right there. Got him on the front of the shoulder shirts for you. A jog down to 1st base. And that will help his... base percentage, on base percentage is climbing. He's been to the plate twice now, and I'm on base 1 time, so 500 on his on base percentage. Out of set, Sandberg. Here's the pitch, swung on, left handed stroke to center field. And right there, that's a leadoff hitter, AJ Goff. He gets a base hit to the left center. Solid stroke, line drive out in the grass. Left 2 on board, A.J. Goff at 1st base, Blake Todd at 2nd base. 1 out, we're in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Stepping into bat, the 2 hitter, number 35, Jonah Hopkins. Jonah Hopkins is going to step in, he's a shortstop. Comes in, a ball, 1. Working from the stretch, Gus Sandberg. Out of the stretch, you'll peer in, look at signals. Now the set, he'll check 2nd base. Here's the pitch. To make a swing, everybody check his swing. They're going to ask him. And we're at Riverton Park, and they say he didn't go. So, 2 balls, no strikes in the batter's box. Jonah Hopkins comes the pitch from Sandberg. 0 for a ball. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Runners at first and second base. Riverton Park has some bullpen activity going on down the left field line there in the corner. It comes to 3-0. 0 for a ball. I think the scoreboard was a little bit different there. I think it's 3-0 now. So three balls, no strikes. Sandberg peering in looking at signals. The stretch. Now the set. Here's the 3-0. Swung on. Base hit to right field. Picked up on a hop by Minnick. Minnick tosses it in. They're going to hold the runners. Bases are now occupied. Each one of them. Cade Minnick making a good play in right field, holding the third base runner. Their third base is Blake Todd. At second base, A.J. Goff. Getting himself aboard right there. Jonah Hopkins with a base hit to right field. Batter steps in. He does the pitching in today's ballgame. Number 5, Charlie Belcher, stepping in the rubber. Sandberg peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set position. Right-handed batter Belcher comes in inside tight, ball one. So Charlie Belcher in the batter's box. In two ballgames, he's been to the plate 6 times. He has 6 official at-bats. He's working on that average. Got one hit. Up one up on the infield. It's an infield fly rule. And it matters if it's caught. It wasn't caught, but he's out. They're going to run at their own risk. That almost got him at second base. So infield fly rule is runners on first and second or first, second, and third with less than 3 outs. Let's take that back. Less than 2 outs. If you catch the ball, great. If you don't catch it, the batter is still out. The ball hits the surface. Or even if it doesn't, you run at your own risk. And they almost ran off the base there a second. They threw it back over there and almost got him. So batter steps in. It's going to be Kyle Price. Where's number 4? Comes in, strike called. So Price, designated hitter in this ballgame. Price has a little activity down the right field line in the bullpen. Jack Reisman throwing. And a pitch comes in. Thigh high. Strike called. The glove pretty good. Popping that glove. The ball game is Jeff Sandberg. He's throwing a pretty good velocity. Sophomore pitcher. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. A ball right side. 2 strikes on the batter, Kyle Price. And a run comes in. I was looking the other way. Not sure they might have called a tip bat. They might have called a tip glove by the batter. So the runners rotate. One run comes in to score. At first base is Kyle Price. About the only thing I can think of. That might have been a swing and a tip glove. Bryn Robbins is an automatic base for the batter. So, we'll start up again. Runners at each base. 2 out. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. One ball. And let's take that back. Check swing. Outside of ball. Goes 1-0. Number 10, Jackson Weil, the catcher, in the batter's box. Coach Bornega is all time. He's going to walk out, talk with his guys at the pitcher's rubber. So, he'll have a conversation. Coach Ryan Johnson down here in the bullpen area, he's checking on the pitcher. Jack Reisman getting warmed up a little bit right there. Right-handed hurler. Conversation there on the diamond. So Knights in Riverton Park. At Riverton Park, that's in Montezuma, Indiana. I think that was about a 2-hour drive for me. It's a nice, pleasurable drive. I tell you why, you look around, you see a lot of trees, and it's a pretty nice atmosphere, I got to admit, here at Riverton Park. So, Coach Bornay will walk back off the diamond. So, Jeff Sandberg, appear in, look at signals. Bases are all occupied. Out of the set, the pitch, right down Meridian, right below the kneecaps. That's a great place to stay with your pitches. Roger Clemens made a living right there out of the set. comes a 1-1 pitch, swung on, ground ball foul, third base dugout. And right there, gentleman right there, the dugout had a glove on. He almost backhanded that baseball. It was scorching. So, count goes 1-2. Hamburg peering in, looking at singles. Out of the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, base hit up the middle. He's going to score one. He's going to round second, third base. He's going to hold him up. They're going to take one run, but they're not going to send the second from second base. Ball goes up the middle, field there in center field by Isaac Sepicher. So it's off the back end, runners on each base once again. That's going to be an RBI in the book for Jackson Weil. Jackson Weil, you know, picks up his first RBI of the season. Out of set, Sandberg, here comes the pitch. Ball on, going to take one to the outfield. Coming forward, making the catch, kind of diving forward right there, Keaton Brooks. Best ball player, made a great catch. Probably saved a couple runs, especially if that ball would have got by him. They say with two outs, you got to dive for it. He can stop the bleeding of the run scoring. And two outs, he came forward, he dove for it, he got it. So nice get out of the inning. They give up one run. I take that back. They give up two runs. 5-2 contest. Three innings at Riverton Park. So the Knights are going to bat in the top of the fourth inning. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers.com. They buy, they sell, they trade, they finance. Quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. You can dial them up there at 317-842-2228. And their number in Fishers is 317-842-2228. The Noblesville location, that's between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. And dial them up at that dealership. It's 317-773-2232. And that's 317-773-2232. That's FritzandFishers.com. Visit them online or you can stop by. FritzandFishers.com or ITZ. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. Charlie Belcher still out on the pitcher's rubber. Riverton Park. Look, a couple of righty pitchers here in the ballgame today. Still throwing the ball around the diamond. And that sun is still up there a bit. They have lights here. I'm sure they illuminate well. They've got metal poles. And that's the way to go. I think they're galvanized metal. They're way up there. We got quite a few of them. They're going to throw it down to second base. Riverton Park, Jackson Weil, the catcher. So working right there, stepping into bat. Be 34, Keaton Brooks. Brooks, left-handed player. He made that good catch. And the bottom of the third inning, that they're in left field. So Keaton Brooks is going to step in. Left-handed batter. Just out of set, here comes the pitch. Above the zone, ball one. So, Keaton Brooks trying to help the team right here with a good at-bat. Leading off, first batter, I should say. Top of the fourth for the Knights. Out of the set. Peering in, here comes the pitch to Brooks. Low and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Brooks on the season, we'll mention he's been to the plate seven times, seven official at-bats. He's going to drive one to right center. Got a lot of it. Going to be off the fence. Off fence and right center on the fly. He'll get a second base double. Keaton Brooks, a good stroke right there. Keaton Brooks needed that. And he's probably feeling good. In fact, I think I mentioned this last night. His first hit in the varsity game was at Western, and he doubled just about like that. Western stands a little bit further than 300 feet. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Checks second base. On set, checks it again. the pitch and square the bunt. Get a bunt down, third baseline, foul. Just foul. Nice bunt. Gavin Buchel made it. He'd have been safe at first base if I'd been inside the line, just left of the line. Gavin Buchel playing team baseball, taking the signals and doing what the coach is asking for. So he'll step back in. Ball's one strike. Peering in. Now out of the set position, check second base. Comes the pitch from Belcher. Might have got him. Nope, he's going to say nope, didn't get him. See, now that box a little bit, that ball ended up in the right-handed batter's box where Gavin Buchel was standing. So we'll step back in. One ball, one strike. Top of the fourth inning. 5-2 ball game. Nice in front. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll pop it up. It's going to be shallow in right field. Coming in to try to make the catch. It drops. It's going to be a base hit. Ball did not catch a glove. Second baseman Todd went out. Lane Jordan couldn't make the catch. They might have thought they were going to run into each other because that ball just dropped right between them. And that's a base hit in the book. Base hit in the book right there. Central Catholic. And I'm going to step back in the rubber. So Gavin Buchel, pretty happy with that one. And now stretch, now the set. Hudson Gutwein, one hitter for the Knights at the plate. Pickoff move, thought about a pickoff move. Stepped off the back. A bit of a jump step right there. No throw to first base by Belcher. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Shot to left field to make the catch. The catch crossed his body, kind of had to bend over. It's a line drive shot off the bat of Hudson Gutwein. I'm sure Gutwein thought he had a single, maybe a double. But left fielder, Alex Sanders, makes a good catch. He's standing in the shade right there. The sun is glistening on the diamond. Might have hurt himself. But Sanders might be injured at left field. So Colette Sanders is going to stand up, and he might be pulling the Jim Brown impersonation. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, out of play, foul ball. In the batter's box for the Knights, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, pretty good stroke. I'm trying to remember last year, I believe he had one home run left field, Gordon Lemming. Today's home run went to down right field. Out of set, here comes the pitch from Belcher. Stapleton gets out of the way. He does the limbo move to get back out of play the way they are in that right-handed batter's box. So one ball, one strike. Stapleton steps back in. Runner at first base. One run in, a sacrifice fly for Gutwein. Gutwein doesn't record a trip at the plate, but gets credit for an RBI on the sacrifice fly. Then comes in, strike called, count goes one and two. Stapleton from the stretch, now the set. And then we'll see what Belcher does here. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. He'll drive one, he'll go shortstop. Get one at shortstop, and they'll get two at first base. 6-4-3, that ground ball was close to second base, he'll make the flip. And then that was Jonah Hopkins over to second base. Blake Todd on to first base, A.J. Goff. So Knights are set down. They'll put their gloves on. They'll go out and throw the baseball here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Knights get one in the top of the fourth. After 3.5, Knights fit. Riverton Park 2. Riverton Park on the bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage, they're in Arcadia, Indiana. It's too far to travel. If you want to keep your items safe, that's a safe place to keep it. Arcadia, not a big town. Not a lot of bad things happening in that city. They're not even a city yet. We'll mention they have indoor and outdoor storage, flex storage availability. You can call and reserve your space. A safe and secure storage space location. Indoor storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobiles. That might be a Corvette, might be a Mercedes, a Jaguar, might be a Lexus. I don't know, etc. We'll mention the outdoor storage is also always available there at Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. To contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage, go online at their website. It's www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's aipsindiana.com. Or you can call them 317-774-1800. Again, that's 317-774-1500. That's Arcadia Industrial Park in self-storage. Right there by the ballpark. Right there by the train track. Train track goes through right there. And they're by the ballpark. And that's a pretty safe place to be. There used to be a glass factory there back in the 50s, 60s maybe. And you can still find some glass pieces once in a while. That was a bit ago. Stepping into that, Riverton Park. He ended batter here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Number four, double check there. Number four, that's Kyle Price, designated hitter. Right-handed batter. Here comes a set. Jack Reisman in the ball game doing the pitching for the Knights. He'll pop one to center field. He'll be called for and caught by Seppinger. I take that back. That batter right there was Call it Sanders, number 14. He's a sophomore. He flies out to center field to Seppinger. There's one out here at the bottom of the fourth inning. So now stepping in for the bat, right-handed batter. Now the set, here comes the pitch. Reisman, ball low. Fastball, misses low. Goes 1-0. At the plate, number 20, Lane Jordan. Lane Jordan playing right field for Riverton Park. Here's the pitch. High and a bit outside. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes for the eight hitter, Lane Jordan. Lane Jordan has been to the plate twice in two ball games. This is his third ball game. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and he's the batter, Lane Jordan. Well, balls in the hand right there of Jack Reisman. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes even at 2-2. So, work to baseball right there. Two balls, two strikes. Jack Reisman manicuring some dirt right there. So out of set, here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. 6-2 contest, Knights in front. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. So setting down swinging. Brent Robbins going to throw it to first base. And first born, he might have liked that. Ball went into right field. So Mink picks it up. Goes into second base. Mikey Stapleton. They'll get it back to Liberty Tail. And he'll give the ball to Jack Reisman. So Jack Reisman doing the pitching. Where's number 31? The Knights. Right here, the batter in the batter's box. Blake Todd was number 3. Swing and a miss. Might have been a bit inside. See that ball is jamming him just a bit. We'll just step back in the rubber. Does Reisman. Working out a set. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. It's been right below the kneecaps. That lower strike zone, mentioned last night, I'd rather have to swing at a low strike than one above the zone. When the officials call those strikes a bit too tall at the plate. Here comes the pitch. Full swing. A ball, third baseline by Boutel, and running that out completely was number 3, Blake Todd. Todd, a member of the sophomore class, 5'9", 140 is what he listed at. Go back, pick up the bat, step back in the right-handed batter's box. 2 strikes. Then look at the single down stretch. Now the set for Reisman. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Short hop caught right there by Brent Robbins. He'll make the tag on the drop third. The Knights are out of the inning. They allow no base runners in the bottom of the fourth inning. Knights going to bat here in the top of the fifth. After 4 complete, Knights 6 and the Panthers 2. So they're jogging out. Panthers going to throw the ball around. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Find them online at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. They are your Central Indiana equipment dealer, serving customers and the community since 1955. It's Reynolds Farm Equipment. A family-owned and operated Reynolds Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners of Central Indiana with a full line of new and used John Deere products. In service for agriculture, residential, and commercial construction equipment. Hours of operation at Reynolds Farm Equipment are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. We'll mention you can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment right there at 1451 East 276th Street. It's an Atlanta, Indiana rural address, 46031. They're right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Inside Reynolds, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Get breakfast or lunch there. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. 12 noon. It's Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Get ready to pitch here out of a set position. Tony Belcher. Pitch foul ball. Right side in the batter's box is number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. Stepping back in. Came to batter's box. Out of the set, Charlie Belcher. Here comes the second pitch to Minnick. Low and away, ball one. 1-1. Cade Minnick on the season. He's played in 2 ball games. 9 plate appearances, 9 official at-bats. He's batting 5.56. Good average. Right there in the left-handed batter's box. Out of the set, here comes the 1-1 pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Backdoor breaking pitch, righty facing the lefty. And then right there is Cade Minnick. Minnick has 5 hits, and they're all 5 singles on the season. He's got 5 RBI. Here comes the pitch. High for ball 2. It goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Minnick has scored 3 runs on the season. And he's got 1 stolen base. He's been caught stealing 1 time. He got caught in a rundown. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. He goes the other way with it. The left field line, just foul. Just a foul ball. Second strike. Count goes 2-2. So Cade Minnick goes jog back. Pick up the bat. He's smiling. No reason not to be. So he takes out the bat, left in the batter's box, 2-2 count to Caden Minnick. And look at the signals out of stretch. Now the set, Billy Belcher. Sigh, here comes the pitch. Low, and he drops 3rd strike. Minnick going to try to run it out. They'll make the throw, and they'll get him to first base. That was Jackson Wild. Steps to the inside, makes the throw to A.J. Goff. 1 out here in the top of the 5th inning. Now the 4-hitter, DHing in the ballgame, number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane on the season, he has 8 plate appearances entering this ballgame. 6 official at-bats, he's batting an even 500. on the season. Pitch comes in, strike call. Let's one go by. A three hits on the season. He's got two singles and a double last night. Set back in. So working from the diamond right there on the pitcher's mound. Now the set position, Charlie Belcher. So pitch to Jackson Kane. High and tight. Jackson gets out of the way. So one ball, one strike. Jackson Kane not having to play the field today. He's having to keep himself ready to go on the bench so he can bat in his spot. Outside, ball two. Balls, one strike. Jackson getting a bit of a day off, but it's a rough way to go to keep yourself in the ball game and keep yourself loose. It's a chilly night, at least 7 degrees. First pitch. Belcher in the set position. Here comes the pitch. The 2-1. Hit by pitch. And Jackson Kane just kind of shrugs that off, acts like nothing happened. So hit by pitch, Jackson Kane going to go to first base. He'll do his own running. And the Knights have one aboard here in the top of the fifth inning. One out. That's out of the lineup for the Knights. See, 12. Where's he number 12 for the Knights? That's Schumer. Mr. Alex Schumer, left-handed batter. Swing a good bat. Alex Schumer got him a double three games ago at Gordon Lemming. Did that with a 3-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Like called outside edge. The high count goes 0-1. Jackson Kane kind of shielding the sun over there. Sun's about ready to go behind the trees. It might be turning lights on here by an inning or less. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Belcher. Alex Schumer lets it go by. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Alex Schumer, a left-handed batter. Here's number 12. At the 10-160, listed as a pitcher and an infielder. Turn over, looking at the runner, Jackson Kane. Now out of the set, Charlie Belcher. Here comes the pitch to Schumer. Outside a ball. Schumer takes the count to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, he'll set back in. Left-handed batter. Alex Schumer, freshman class member. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, it'll be a foul ball. He'll pull it down near the bullpen. They'll get out of the way. Alex Schumer, good stroke right there. He'll step back in with a 2-2 count. Runner aboard at first base is Jackson Kane. He was hit by pitch. One out in the top of the fifth inning. Out of the set, he'll take off early. They're going to call a balk, and they're going to get him out at second base. Looks like Belcher pushes off with that left foot to take that right foot behind the rubber. But no call again. Jackson Kane is going to get caught trying to steal. So there are two outs, top of the fifth. 6-2 ball game. Knights in front. Now a stretch, now a set. Here comes a 2-2 to Schumer. He'll be hit by pitch. Going to bounce in there and get him in the body. Didn't hurt him too bad. He'll jog down to first base. He's glad to be aboard. So he hit first base. Two out. He's going to jog a little bit beyond first base. Stretch it out a little bit. He is entitled to a jog back to first base. So the Knights going to bat and send to the plate number 33, and Bren Roberts. Bren Roberts is doing the catching today for the Knights. And we're going to see a courtesy. We're going to see a pinch runner, actually. Lucas Gerke. He's going to re-enter the ball game, which Schumer was batting in place of Lucas Gerke. And Schumer gets hit by pitch, so jog in the dugout, and Lucas Gerke will re-enter the ball game. So Alex Schumer's day is complete. Out of set position, here comes the pitch. Oh, and outside, ball one. Ben Robbins in the batter's box was number 33. Ben Robbins in two ball games. He's had 8 plate appearances. For official at bat, he's batting 250. Average, he got a 571 on base percentage.
the one hit. He's got two RBI. He had scored three runs. Here comes the pitch. Strike called outside edge, knee high. So he'll step back out of the box and look for signals from Coach Bordenay. He'll step back in. And there on the rubber, Charlie Belcher, he's gone the distance. Comes the pitch from Belcher to Robbins. But he got him. Robbins thought it was going to get him. You can see him flinch. Belcher couldn't catch it. Did not hit by pitch. Robbins stays in the box with a 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike. Wow, we're in the top of the fifth inning. 6-2 ball game. Nice in front. We're going to have a stretch, now a set. Check second base. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Throw across the diamond, get the put out. Solid throw right there. Jonah Hopkins. But Jonah Hopkins, shortstop, makes the play. He crossed the diamond, AJ Goff. And Knights are retired in the top of the fifth. Knights come up with no runs in the fifth inning. 4.5, Knights 6. Riverton Park, Panthers 2. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by your home away from home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay? Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath spacious town home with a private pool, available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northern Eastern County, proximity to Walt Disney Theme Park in Orlando, Florida. If you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, and New Smyrna Beach. For your family to jump on a plane or hop in a car. When you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. To inquire, you can direct your emails 353captiva@gmail.com. Again, that's 353captiva@gmail.com. That's 353captiva@gmail.com. So they get some warm-up tosses on the surface right there on the pitcher's rubber. 31 for the Knights, Jack Reisman. Comes in relief there. Last inning, Jeff Sandberg. That's the first three innings. And I'm Chase the breather. And coming in the fourth inning, Jack Reisman. So bottom of the fifth, they throw the one down. They throw one down to second base. State umpire is going to clean the dish off. The left-handed batter going to step in. Riverton Park, he's a leadoff batter. A.J. Goff, last time, took one right up the middle. Sent to center field. Stepping in, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Jack Reisman. Pitch high above the zone, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Just back in the rubber. Jack Rice is working from the stretch, even with nobody on. Comes in a bit tall and away, ball two. Reisman's pretty much known as a relief pitcher. He's getting his practice in right here at the stretch with nobody on. So, Riverton Park Panthers send another guy down there in the bullpen area. They're going to warm up. Pitch comes in, strike call, thigh high, down Meridian. He goes 2-1. One hitter at the plate, A.J. Goff. He plays first base for Riverton Park. Working out a stretch, now a set. Here's the pitch. Strike two. A bit lower, not much. Lets it go by, called strike. Count goes even at 2-2 to Goff. So working there. From the stretch, peering and looking at signals, Jack Reisman, out of the set, becomes a 2-2 pitch. Low for a ball. 3-2 count. Count goes full to A.J. Goff. A.J. Goff is the leadoff batter. Coach Charlie Martin probably thinking he'd like Jay Goff to get the most at-bats he can. That's why he's leading off. Here comes the pitch, the 3-2. Swung on, ground ball, second base. He was fielded by Mikey Stapleton. He couldn't get the handle on it. Couldn't get the handle. Make the throw. Going to be safe at first base. That's A.J. Goff. There's one aboard here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So at first base is Goff stepping into bat. The two-hitter, Jonah Hopkins, playing shortstop in today's ballgame. Well, we'll see here. We might have a different insert there. We'll double check here. Stretch, now a set. Here's a pitch from Reisman. Swing and a miss. So swing and a miss. Plate right there is Kane Llewellyn. Kane Llewellyn wears number 9. Coach letting him bat in the bottom of the fifth. He's a freshman class member. Right into the batter's box. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Strike called. Llewellyn tries to duck the pitch. Duck pitches are not a good idea. Home plate umpire has already established your strike zone while a pitch is being thrown. If you duck the pitch, that changes the zone, and you can call strike, and it's close. That pitch there, inside ball 1. The count goes 1-2. Ball 2 strikes. Number 9, Kane Llewellyn. Peering in, looking at signals. Next first base, out of stretch. Now the set for Reisman. Here's the pitch. Comes in, breaking pitch right across the zone. So he'll set down looking. It's Kane Llewellyn. And there's one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Third batter to bat here in the inning. Right-handed batter. 5, Charlie Belcher. Charlie Belcher, the pitcher, trying to help himself right here in a 6-2 ball game. Working from the stretch, Jack Reisman, now out of the set position. Here's the pitch. Bit all above the zone. Goes 1-0. Ball, no strikes. He'll step back in. At first base, A.J. Goff. The set, here comes a pitch from Reisman. Inside tight, ball 2. Two balls, no strikes. In the batter's box, 3-hitter. Number 5, Charlie Belcher. He's the pitcher of record to this point in the ballgame for Riverton Park. Out of set, here comes a pitch from Reisman. The velocity finished high. But Jack Reisman can reach back, and he can bring it. Jack Reisman was number 31, 6'5", 220. What a lot of people wouldn't do to be 6'5", and 220. Here comes the pitch. Comes in low and inside for ball 4. If jogs down to first base, Charlie Belcher. Jay Goff jogs over to second base. Aboard, first and second. There's one out. Send over a courtesy runner for Belcher. He'll jog in, get his pitching glove ready. And I'm doing the courtesy running right there for Riverton Park is number 17, Derek Colum. Colum, a freshman. 5'8", stout young man at 165. So he'll run at first base for Belcher. A.J. Goff at second. One out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Comes to pitch. Right down Meridian. Thigh high. No swing. Called strike. So next batter in the lineup, Kyle Price. 4 during the DHing in the ballgame. 1 count to Price. Saddle set. Checks second base. Checks it again. Here comes a pitch from Reisman. Inside a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Bullpen activity in the left corner there, down the third baseline for Riverton Park. Of the set, here comes the pitch. Strike called. Goes 1-2. Ball, 2 strikes. Kyle Price at swing the bat in this at-bat. Back rising. Then looks at signals out of the stretch. Now the set, checks second base. Checks it again. Comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, full swing. Ground ball, first base. Durkee handles it. Catch first base, unassisted. Runners move up 90 feet. The runner at second base, right there, is Derek Collum. The runner for Belcher. Third base is number 2, A.J. Goff. Stepping into bat, Riverton Park. Jackson Weil, where's number 10? He's the batter, here's the pitch. Swung on, you'll foul one out of play, right side. Going to get the pole. Put a light pole and bounce back in playing field. So home plate umpire delivers a baseball. Brent Robbins tracks down that foul ball. Passes it back to the umpire, and he'll clean off the dish. The ball's not live at the moment. Home plate umpire will change that. He'll make it live. Working from a stretch, now a set. Jack Reisman runners it for second and third base for Riverton Park. Breaking pitch finishes low and away. Robbins with a good glove. One ball, one strike. Jack Reisman's going to manicure that dirt just a little bit there near the rubber. He'll step back in and look at signals. Robbins now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Side of ball. I think I mentioned last game, maybe the game before, they did insert a new rule. They allow the catcher to wear an earpiece so he can be heard. He can hear what's being said. If coach in the dugout, coach has to be in the dugout, transmit words to the earpiece of the catcher. That ball comes in low. We're going to get by Brent Robbins. Goes back to the screen. Coming in to score from third base is A.J. Goff. So moving over to third base is 17, Garrett Collum. So run comes in, makes it a 6-3 ball game. Bottom of the fifth inning. There are two out of 2-1 on the batter. Jackson Weil, here comes the pitch. 0 for a ball. Take that back. That was a 3-1 count. Jog down to first base. Sun's going down. The wind's kind of blowing. It's kind of chilly. Say this is going to be the coldest day of this week. And the Knights play their third game in consecutive order, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Riverton Park doing just the same. So time out on the diamond, Coach Bourdain walks out. He's talking with Jack Reisman. Got the infielders here around it. Jack Reisman gets a pat on the backside. And he'll walk off the diamond. Now he'll jog off. Get a glove tap right there from Gus Sandberg. Sandberg is going to re-enter the ball game. He's an original starter. So Sandberg's going to play first base. He's going to throw the ball around the infield, get him acclimated at first base. And we're going to see Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke going to do the pitching now for the Knights. Lucas Gerke going to be the third pitcher used here tonight for the Knights. Right-handed pitcher. He'll get loose. So it's a 6-3 ball game. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. There are two out. Lucas Gerke's going to end the ball game. Jack Reisman went 1 2/3. And I will mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks. Thomas Docks, they have high-quality docks, custom-built, waterfront products and services. Docks, boat lifts, seawalls, accessories and marine services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated. You can reach them on the web at thomasdocks.com, located 20799 Riverwood Avenue. That's a rural Noblesville, Indiana address. That's 46062. Thomas Docks, locally owned and operated since 1993. 317-774-3790. That's a call Thomas Docks at 317-774-3790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. That's Thomas Docks. You can choose the company that has the equipment to maintain and service new and existing waterfront projects. They'll work in Indiana. They'll work in Illinois. They'll work in Ohio. They'll work in Michigan, Kentucky. Abilities to work all across the United States. Thomas Docks. they make some good docks. I have seen these docks, especially when you're floating around in a boat fishing for bass. Don't get to do that enough. But they're getting ready to pitch here. Lucas Gerke's going to step in the rubber. Runners at first and third base for Riverton Park. They have one run in. Here in the bottom of the fifth, there are two out. He's going to pitch from the stretch. Now the set, your double set. Here comes the first pitch from Gerke. Swing and a miss. Right on time. Couldn't catch up to it. In the batter's box, I believe 23, Wyatt Coke. Maybe it's Wyatt Coke. He'll step back in. Couldn't right there. Apparently, I'm looking at signals. Checks first base. Out of stretch. Now the set. Comes the second pitch. It's Coke. Lets it go by. Called strike. Lucas Gerke ahead in the count. Two outs. Bottom of the 15, 6-3 ball game. Nice in front. Right-handed batter. Working out a stretch. Now it's set for Gerke. Comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Bot keeps it in front of him. Got Jackson Kane behind the dish now. Jackson Kane catching here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brent Robbins went four innings behind the dish. Jackson getting back in the game here. So Jackson Kane's still the DH. He's in the ballgame. He's the player DH. Out of set, Gerke. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, you pop one, infield. Mikey Stapleton catches on a hop. Just throw to first base, get the put out with Gus Sandberg. So the Knights get out of the inning. They give up a run. Run scored for third base on a kind of a wild pitch. And after five completes, so Catholic Knights, 6. Richardson Park, Panthers, 3. We'll also mention tonight's game is being brought to you in part by AGM Auto, LLC. There in Arcadia, we'll mention AGM Auto is located half mile west, Arcadia, Indiana. That's on 266th Street, Hamilton County. Future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM. Whether it's a routine oil change, the need for expertise, experience AGM technician. AGM wants you to be safe and to stay safe on the road. Your automobile. A second type of service offered at AGM Auto is restoration of classic cars and trucks. You still have that older car or truck out back, or maybe it's in the barn, put up with a tarp. AGM Auto has a passion. Reveal the underlying beauty of each and every restoration project they begin. Find AGM Auto on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. That's AGM Auto LLC. Contact AGM Auto by phone. You can dial them up at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can transport your car or truck from anywhere with a flatbed truck. That's right there at AGM Auto. They do restoration of cars and trucks. So on the hill right now, they're looking at a new pitcher for Riverton Park. Warm-up talk is right-handed pitcher, number 23, Wyatt Coke. Wyatt Coke is a senior, and as a pitcher and an outfielder, he's 5'7", 140 pounds. Working from the stretch, not right now, he's working from the stretch, as if he is, and he's working in relief now. Not going to use the windup, primarily a relief pitcher. So they're throwing the ball around the infield. And they'll work it right there. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Turn it into a chilly night. I'm kind of chilly right here. I don't have my coat on. I'm happy I got a sweatshirt on. Sure glad I have a sweatshirt on. But tonight's going to bat here in the top of the sixth. Going to send you the plate right now. Number 30. And he's the batter, Gus Sandberg. Sandberg stepping in for the night. He is going to work from the windup. So windup, first pitch from Coke. Swing and a miss. Full swing right here for Gus Sandberg. Sandberg wears number 30. Started this game as a pitcher. Nice. He entered the ballgame with 5 plate appearances, 5 at-bats. Batting 400 on the season. He got 2 hits. He got 2 RBI. Or I should say a curveball and it breaks in for a strike. Sandberg goes down the count, 0-2. Sandberg has scored a run. He's got 1 reach on air. Tips. Here comes the pitch from Coke. Full swing. Going to be out in front of the plate. Going to be third baseline. It's going to be a foul ball. Just down the line. Just Sandberg running that out. That ball would have been fair. He would have had an infield single. A swing that looked like a bunt. But he'll walk back. He'll get the bat. He'll get a hand to him. Right there by Keaton Brooks. So no balls, 2 strikes once again. Sandberg going to face his 4th pitch. And just that bat. Out of the windup, here's the pitch. One on, swing and a miss. So go down swinging. To jog back to the dugout. There's 1 out here in the top of the 6th. So Rivers and Park throws it around the horn. They started at first base also. Don't see why you would start it at third base. Some teams do. So stepping in, Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. Keaton Brooks entered the game with 7. Appearances and 7 at-bats. You take a full swing. Last time he got a double. He hit this one on the infield. Shortstop going to field it near the second base area across the diamond to get the put out. Jonah Hopkins over to first base. A.J. Goff. There are 2 out from the top of the 6th. So they'll work it right there and say what football's on the way. And 29 days from today is going to be the draft. Draft's going to be special. Bears going to pick up the quarterback, Caleb Williams. Here comes a pitch from Coke. Go for a ball. Into batter's box right there for the Knights. Going to do the batting. Gavin Buchel. Right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Take that bat. Yeah, working across the diamond. He's going to be at third base. Across the diamond. Get the put out on a ground ball. 5-3. The Knights are out of the inning. They send 3 to the plate. 3 retired in order. And we'll go to the bottom of the 6th inning. Knights holding on to a 6-3 advantage to the bottom of the 6th inning. We'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Camino and Company. CaminoandCompany.com. That's Camino dash and then the A-N-D and then a dash and then company. So Camino and Company in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Camino and Company is a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders, a 1984 El Camino, belongs to her grandpa. That's my dad. That's the El Camino is an SS. Wendy's goal at El Camino, right there at Camino and Company, her goal at Camino and Company is to please each customer, their concept, their completion. So you can explore the website at CaminoandCompany.com. Camino-and-company.com. And we'll mention Camino and Company now booking 2024 brides. Contact them via website, CaminoandCompany.com. So getting some warm-up tosses. Pitcher's rubber. Once again, Lucas Gerke going to pitch the bottom of the 6th inning. Right-handed pitcher working from the windup. You're going to step into bat. Stepping into bat for Riverson Park. Number 14, Colin Sanders. First pitch comes in tall. Ball 1. So right-handed batter, Colin Sanders. Sanders playing left field in the ballgame. Pitch comes in thigh high. Strike called.
I have a profile view right here. I don't get to see the left and right side of the plate. I have a little bit of a guessing for me, too. A swing and a miss. Out goes one and two. Lucas Gerke wants some velocity. He's got a good pitching arm. I say 1 year from one season to the next can make a big difference. Swing and a miss, he'll strike him out. 30 runs back to the dugout. There's one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in. To step in is swear number 17, Gary Collum. Collum ran last inning, might have been the inning before. He's inserted in the ballgame. He'll bat. Jumps in, must have been outside, and it's knee high. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning is a 6-3 ball game. Nice in front. Pitch swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Step back in. Left-handed batter, Jerry Collum. He's a freshman. Comes the pitch. High for a ball. That was upstairs. Jackson had to reach up for that one. Goes 2-1. Balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at singles. Lucas Gerke, here comes a wide and a pitch. Swing a miss. Goes even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And then looking at signals. Looking now the wind up. Here comes a pitch from Gerke, the 2-2. Strike three, going to lock him up and strike him out. No swing. So he'll go down looking. They'll throw it around the diamond. Or two out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Then step in. Next batter in the lineup. Trying to figure this out is double check here. Swing to screen. Foul ball. In the ballgame doing the batting now is number three, Blake Todd. Blake Todd, he's a sophomore. 5'9". He'll step back in. Here comes second pitch from Gerke to Todd. Strike called right across the dish, about thigh high. Goes down the count, 0-2. Lucas Gerke is bringing it. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Wow, Jackson Kane looked like he didn't even move his glove. Benefit of the doubt goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Gerke's wind up. Here's the pitch. We're going to miss. Strike three. Jackson Kane cleans it low near the surface. Not a drop or strike. So the Knights are out of the inning. Knights are going to bat in the top of the seventh inning after 5.5. Take that back. After a complete 6 innings gone by. Knights in front, 6-3 over Riverton Park. And I will also mention, this game is in part being brought to you. MeInSports.com. Put MeInSports.com, internet radio since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity sports. We're making baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball. The Blue Devils basketball season was good. Tipton finished the season at 24-4, went to the regional. Last 2A, they went against Wapahani. At halftime, it was 18-17, Wapahani by one. Wapahani came out of the locker room second half and nailed 5 3-pointers in the third quarter. Pretty much separated the score, and it went on from there. I believe Tipton fell to defeat to Wapahani by 24 points. Wapahani is gonna play this weekend. They'll play the 2A contest here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. As you know, last weekend, Gainbridge was occupied by NCAA first and second round basketball. So that's the first time that's ever happened where the high school had to wait a week to borrow their facility, but I'm sure they weren't complaining. Anyway, the 1A contest will start at 10:30 Saturday morning, and the 2A will be about 12:45. They'll clear the Gainbridge. They'll bring it back in. you get in at 5 o'clock for a 6 o'clock 3A and about an 8:45 4A game. Pitch. The batter's box taken for a strike. Extra batting, 7th inning. The batter's box, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here comes the pitch from Coke. Swung on, you're going to pop one. Over the second baseman's head, it's going to drop in, and it's loose. He got a legitimate base hit. Once again, he drops it in. Shallow right field. Nobody could get to it. Giving it a pretty good effort right there with second baseman Brett Todd coming in from right field with Lane Jordan. Ball drops again. And Gutwein gets another base hit. So they're the talks right there at the pitcher's rubber. Jackson Wild having a conversation with 23 Wyatt Coke. Wyatt Coke, senior pitcher. 7. Not like a Spud Webb. Spud Webb could slam dunk it. So 5-7 don't mean nothing. So getting the lead off of first base. Gutwein working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Side of ball. Two hitter for the Knights, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton swinging a good bat. Early season for the Knights. Working from the stretch. Can look over at first base. Looks again. Now the set. The from Coke. Eyes for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton's being given right there. Third base coach. Tim Bourdonnais. Might have shaked one off there. I shook it off right there. I don't know. So the set, here comes a pitch from Coke. 2-0 count. Low, going to get by the catcher. Land off the plate. You have a hard ball to catch. Goes back to the screen. And Hudson Gutwein makes it easily to second base. So three balls, no strikes. See if Coach Bourdonnais gives a green light. I don't think he gives a lot of green lights, but I have seen him allow others to hit with 3-0 count. Out of set, Coke, 3-0 pitch. Mikey, ball 4. Ball goes off the plate again. And it goes back to the screen, and Hudson Gutwein is at third base. Mikey Stapleton takes a 4-pitch walk. He's at first base, runners on the corners for the Knights. Insurance runs are always good. Knights have nobody out for the top of the 7th. 2 aboard. 6-3 ballgame. Caden Minnick. Hey, he'll do the batting. Aboard at first and third. Nobody out. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Wyatt Coke out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Across the dish, strike call. Minnick knows he only needs one pitch. Minnick looking at signals, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Minnick has 3 RBI on the season. I take that back. He's got 5. 5 RBI, 3 runs scored. Here comes the pitch. Taking off on second base, Mikey Stapleton. It's going to be a swing and a miss, strike 2. It was not a foul tip. And they're going to allow the steal to take place, and he's safe at second. Mikey Stapleton, 2nd. Hudson Gutwein at 3rd. They Minnick, that's in the batter's box. He's got an 0-2 count. Of set, here comes the pitch to Caden. Oh, that's a bit tall. That's a bit tall, but they call him out. Lock him up. Now he'll set down on a strikeout looking. Doesn't mean a whole lot because it's a bit upstairs, but it's getting cold. Tell what, umpires get cold too, and they're probably getting ready to go home, maybe eat some supper. There's one out, the diamond. There's a 2nd and 3rd for the Knights. Jackson Kane is the batter. Working out a stretch, now the set. The pitch. Oh, they get by the catcher. The ball's in the dirt. Hard ball to handle coming in to score from 3rd base. Hudson Gutwein. So the Knights get one insurance run here in the top of the 7th. They're going to try to score another one from 3rd base. And Jackson Kane going to step back in. 1-0 count. There's one out. Up in the 7th inning.
7-3 contest, Knights by 4 runs at the moment. Out of a set, Coke to Kane. Lowe again. He's down some in there. He's trying to release point. He's holding that ball a bit too long. Trying to find that release point once again. Jackson Kane steps back in. 2-0 count to Jackson. Peering in, look at signals. Now out of stretch. Wyatt Coke. Here's the pitch. Another one hopper in there. He's thrown about 3 in a row. Didn't quite make it to the dish. Coach Charlie Martin still in the dugout. She's just sitting over there on some chairs in their dugout. Got their hats up. They got their toboggan hats. They were, it's cold. But next week going to be different. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Coke. 5 for ball 4. Jackson Kane takes a 4-pitch walk. I'm sure Jackson would have liked to have had a pitch to swing at. Pretty sure they weren't walking him on purpose and pitching to him. They could have been. They really could have been, but I believe they weren't. Jackson Kane is at first base. Runners at first and third for the Knights. Lucas Gerke, left-handed batter's box. Over at Jackson, now a stretch, now a set. Here's the pitch. Jackson takes off the second base. They're going to throw it back to the pitcher quickly. Try to make it look like they were throwing a second. I'm staying put right there at third base. So runners at second and third base for the Knights. Lucas Gerke, left-handed batter's box. 1-0 count was one out. Up of the seventh inning, there comes the pitch. High for ball 2. There is no bullpen activity. It's a 7-3 ball game. We're at the top of the seventh inning. Wyatt Coke trying to find that release point once again. He'll work out a stretch. Now the set. The pitch. That's knee high. It must have been outside just a bit. Found that release point. That's good. So, Wyatt Coker, the 3-0. Luke Gerke, after pitching a 4-pitch walk to Jackson Kane. And from a stretch, now set, here comes the pitch. Over ball 4. So 2 consecutive 4-pitch walks issued to the Knights. Gets by the catcher, pops the plate, coming in to score. And third base is Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, in my recollection, has crossed the plate 3 times in this ballgame out of the 8 runs scored by the Knights. Stepping into bat for the Knights, Brent Robbins. Let me call a timeout. Coach Martin is going to walk out. Martin, a 19-year veteran, coach right here at Riverton Park. As mentioned, he went to Wabash High School. I think I'm going to take that back. Wabash College. He went to Wabash College. He told me he pitched the first couple of years, freshman and sophomore years, and then junior and senior year, coach moving to third base, became an infielder. And his conference is complete now with Wyatt Coke. He'll walk back to the dugout. And we'll resume play. Brent Robbins going to step in. Going to see his first pitch of this at bat. Brent Robbins at 2 RBI. Probably looking for another one. In the batter's box. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Wyatt Coke. Here's the pitch. 0 for a ball. So, trying to find that release point. He had it a couple of pitches ago. The cold, cold evening, and it's difficult to get the grip. That baseball probably feels slick. Probably feels pretty slick in this cold atmosphere. Out of set, here comes the pitch to Robbins. Low for a ball. Going to get by the glove of the catcher. Pitcher should have handled that baseball. I believe that's Jackson Wild. That was definitely catchable. That was on the catcher. So coming in to score from third base, Knights put another run on the board. Jackson Kane crosses the plate. The Knights have 2 runs. Take that back. They have 3 runs, given the up seventh inning. Nice working right there. It's a 9-3 ball game. Robbins batting. He'll take a shot to right field. It's a line drive, and it's drawn us up against the wall. 300 mark. I said, well, that didn't get very far off the ground. It was a stroke coming in to score. Lucas Gerke and Brent Robbins with the stand-up double. The dimensions on this field, they're not a whole lot. Martin said down the left field line, it's 293. Down the right field line, it's 283. In the right center gap, let's just say the right center field fence, it's 300 feet. So here comes the pitch from Coke. Strike called. Gus Sandberg batting here in the top of the seventh inning. I mean, I played on back in high school. It was 300 about all the way around. And it was not very far. If you were a pitcher, it was a dangerous game. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Side of ball. Ball, one strike. For 30, Gus Sandberg. Sandberg has two RBI. He scored a run. Gus Sandberg has a stolen base through the ball game. He has three quality at-bats. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight. He'll raise his arms, let that one go by. That ends up out of the glove of the catcher. It goes up the third baseline just a bit. Everybody's safe. But second base for the Knights is Brent Robbins, RBI double. 2-1 count to Sandberg. Right-handed batter facing the righty pitcher, Wyatt Coke. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set position. Here comes a 2-1 to Gus. Right across the dish. Lets it go by. Bright called. It goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Steps back in. Works in the rubber there. Coke looking at signals. Down the stretch. Now the set. Comes a 2-2 pitch. Oh, for a ball. Stop right there by catcher Jackson Weil. That ball was in the dirt. Backhand stop was a good one. Weil. Count goes full at 3-2. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Top of the seventh inning. One runner aboard. That's Brent Robbins. He's in second base. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Swung on. You'll pop one to right field. Try to make a catch right there, and you will. It's made on the tag up at second base. Brent Robbins makes it to third. Ball gets loose. He rounds third. Coach Bournet sends him home, and he'll score a run. So Brent Robbins scores a run. Knights have four. They're in the top of the seventh inning. And it's going to be a sacrifice fly. Sacrifice fly and an RBI. You'd never think that from a runner at second base. Well done, Knights. And that was Jeff Sandberg. No tie, no official at bat, and an RBI. Stepping back on the rubber, going to work from the windup. Wyatt Coke. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Eaton Brooks swinging a good bat in this ball game. He has a double. Two at bats to go. Trying to get himself aboard now. He's getting loose. His confidence level is climbing. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball off the glove and back to the screen. Nobody on base. Home plate umpire inserts another baseball. So one ball, one strike, two out, top of the seventh inning. I have five runs here in the seventh. And from the windup, here's a pitch from Coke. Swung on and foul another one out of play. 1-2 count, Brooks. Brooks playing left field in today's ballgame. Keaton Brooks started the game yesterday. Another away game at the Bishop Chatard. Here comes the pitch. Coke. And call strike. He'll set him down. He'll go setting down looking. And then the Knights will put their gloves on. They'll go out and defend in the bottom of the seventh inning. Knights come up with five runs in the top half of the seventh inning. And the Knights are going to play defensively. Then we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production, since 1985. Dial them up at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. Sign Production, they're west of Arcadia. I know you're hearing a lot of Arcadia advertisements. We got some good advertisers. They're faithful, put me in sports, and we are more than thankful. Put me in sports for the those who choose to support youth athletics. Tell you what, last game, or two games ago, I mentioned, last night actually, the Indianapolis Indians and the Louisville Bats. Indianapolis Indians and the Louisville Bats, they're going to start up their season. That's the International League. Their first game will be at Louisville. It'll be this Friday, the 29th, 7:15 ball game. Playing around a couple more games. On Saturday, they'll play on the 30th at 1:05 at Louisville. And then they'll play again on Sunday, the 31st at Louisville at 1:05. Then Cincinnati, let's say to them, the Indianapolis Indians will make their way back to field. They'll play their first home game. They'll begin a home stand on Tuesday, April 2nd, 6:35. The Knights fans cannot make that game because the Knights will be home with Twin Lakes on Tuesday the 2nd. At 6, here comes a pitch, swing and a miss. Healthy cut right there. Number 20, Lane Jordan. Lane Jordan is a senior, 6'1". 60, here comes a pitch from Gerke, swing and a miss. Gerke doing pretty well in his relief role. I think a lot of eyes are opened, and including mine. He's doing quite well. Foul that one into the glove, and Jackson will hold it. Been a foul tip, but it was nevertheless a strike, and he'll go down on 3 pitches. So one out, bottom of the 7th inning. Next batter steps in. It'll be number 11, Ben Todd. Ben Todd is a junior. Coach gives him an opportunity to bat right here in the bottom of the 7th. Right-handed batter. Wind up. Lucas Turkey inside low, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. For 11, Ben Todd. He's a junior class member. So working from the windup, Lucas Turkey turning him looking over his glove at the signals. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Lucas Gerke working quickly there. He's picking up signals from Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane probably getting the signals from Coach Bordney in the dugout. The ground ball to Gus Sandberg. They're going to get the out. Gus Sandberg had to recover. Ball went out of his glove up the first baseline. It goes back after it. Covering first base nicely. Lucas Gerke, and that was a banger play. That's what they call that type of play. It's a banger. And that was definitely one of those. So there are 2 out here in the bottom of the 7th. Stepping into bat is Jared Anderson. Jared Anderson wearing the 44 jersey this ball game. He's listed at 47 in Max Preps. We talk about Max Preps. I think that was probably up in the booth when I had the mute button on. Daggone mute button cost me a couple of innings. I apologize. Comes the pitch. Strike called right below the kneecaps. Might have been a bit low, but I'm sure the home plate umpire is chilly. Even cold. Here comes the pitch from Gerke. Swung on, swing and a miss. Foul ball. Foul ball right there around the plate. Might have got back to the screen. Count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. So they'll chase it down. They'll get out of the way. Lucas Gerke, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Low for a ball. Goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. bottom of the seventh inning. Gets Gerke, here comes the wide in the pitch. Taking pitch, finishes low, count goes full. So we'll step back in. Steps back in. And the batter, Jared Anderson. Here comes the wind and the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, ground ball, base hit. High back up the middle on the ground. That ball had eyes, they say, and it made it right back to center field. Picked up by Robinson, tossed it back in. And a good base hit off the bat is Jared Anderson. Jared Anderson, a junior class member. He's a catcher, a DH. He's 5'10", 2 1/4". Besides young man, good stroke right there on a 3-2 pitch. So they'll send the pitcher to the batter's box, next batter. Gerke, and from the stretch, runner aboard is Anderson. The pitch, right across the dish, knee high, strike called. In the batter's box, he's the pitcher of record. That's Wyatt Koch. Wyatt Koch, we're 23, senior class member. In the batter's box, out of the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 out. Lucas Gerke out of stretch, looking in, looking at signals. Jackson Kane reflecting the signals. The earpiece. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Just low. Count goes 1-2. Play umpire has done a very good job in this ball game. From the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch, the 1-2. Oh, for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitcher at the plate doing the batting. Pitcher on the rubber doing the pitching. 2-2 count, 2 outs. Here's the set. Here's the pitch from Gerke. Swung on, ground ball, third base, high hop, a tough hop, goes over the glove. That's going to be a base hit. That was a wild hop right there. He was ready to field that baseball, and couldn't quite field it when that ball pops over his head in an instant. Oh, pretty good effort right there for the Knights. I'm trying to make a play there with Gavin Boutel. Peering in, looking at signals. Runners at first and second base. For the Panthers, there are 2 out. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on, foul ball. Back to the stream. They'll retrieve that one. And he'll step back in. Ball to 1 strike here. Working from the stretch. Now the that pickoff move at second base. Ball goes into center field. Picked up by Brent Robbins. Anderson, he dove back in. Got safe. Ball went into center field. He elects not to try to get to third base. So no balls. 1 strike. Gerke tries the pickoff move. Ball goes awry. It's a chilly night. Hard to get a grip. At position to check second. Here's the pitch. Way in a miss. In the batter's box for Riverton Park is number 10, Jackson Weil. Jackson Weil, he's a freshman. 6'2", 165 as a freshman. He's a lucky man. Out of the set, the pitch, low for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Wouts. Bottom of the seventh inning. Lights have been on here for a bit. Illuminate well. Now the set. He checks second. The pitch. A ball straight back out of play. Staying in the box. Right there is Jackson Weil. Jackson Weil, probably the brother. I take that back. Jackson Weil is doing the catching. He got a wide stance there at home plate. Out of the set. The 1-2 pitch from Gerke. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And that'll complete tonight's ball game. Knights will capture the win. They'll go to 2-1. Final score, 11-3. The Knights will play again on Tuesday. Coach Bournet is going to give them a couple days off. Bournet said the Louisville trip kind of took a lot out of him. Then they had three games. He's going to give them 2 days off, Thursday and Friday. And the Knights will play on Tuesday at home against Twin Lakes, 6 o'clock. In Sports will be there. We hope you can be there live. It's much better to see a game live than a Memorex or any other way. So we thank you for tuning in. And we thank Charlie Martin, the athletic director and head coach, Riverton Park. He is quite the gentleman. So thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday. And we'll mention my wife back home. She was very helpful today. She did a lot of phone calls. And I do apologize once again. I had the mute button on with this new headset. And I'm putting tape over it as soon as I get home so it don't happen again. So until Tuesday, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. All right, now I'm going to talk to Coach Bourdain. Coach Bourdain, a little chilly tonight, but you guys had fun.
Yeah, you know, it was good. It was our third game in three nights. Thought it was a good bounce-back win for our guys after a tough loss last night at Chittard. I thought all three of our pitchers did a good job tonight, throwing strikes and challenging hitters, and we had some timely hits tonight.
Offense on Mikey Staples, and he took one the other way.
Yeah, he did. You know, he stayed back on it, and you know, we've been working on the ball up the middle and the other way, and he did a good job there, and the first inning got us going.
While you play on the field, it's not quite as long a fence that you're used to. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes you get on a short park and guys see the twinkling in their eyes a little bit. We took some swings maybe at what we normally would, but, you know, the guys had fun, and as we got out of here with a victory and 2-1 to start the season, we'll take that the first week.
Confident on PG, get right back into the conference game.
Yeah, you know, Twin Lakes is always tough. They play us tough, and at the start of the conference season, one of our goals is always win the conference, and we got to take care of business next week with Twin Lakes.
Game is 6, right?
Yeah, 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Hopefully the weather gets a little warmer and more like baseball weather.